The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stickless and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is Tuesday, the 8th of March, 2011. Bobby Chapman will be joining us here in just a few minutes. Well, 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 well. The things that change in the mainstream media. Latest news is that Glenn Beck may be canceled from Fox. New York Times reported on that. David Carr, he reported on unnamed Fox executives are said to be contemplating life without Mr. Beck. Well, his program is up, contract is up this December. And for his one-hour show in the past year, according to this, in January of 2010 to January of 2011 of this year, of course, he's lost over a million viewers. January of 2010, he had 2.9 million viewers. January 2010, 1.8. And, of course, the usual stuff. The usual stuff. Organizations, people threatening Fox, threatening advertisers. I guess they've lost 500 advertisers over this guy. Now, does that suggest that he was somebody that needed to get rid of, or does somebody that was priming the pot, like other talk show hosts out there do, feed him enough information, people get thirsty, then they go elsewhere, and then realize that the person who was feeding them the information has an agenda of information. In other words, they are just talking about what they want to talk about to the exclusion of anything else that connects to it. And I guess, I don't know, a lot of people caught on that Mr. Beck flip-flops about every 2 to 3 weeks. So at any rate, that's going to open up a spot for somebody. Do I have Bobby Chapman with me?
You ready to move, John?
I'm ready to move, man. Are you coming here or am I going there?
You're going to Fox. Because I'm not. I'm too old.
Well, I'll tell you what. That would be a cold day in hell before Fox News ever put me on their network. I'd be over there schooling Mr. Napolitano on certain issues and get him rolling and probably get him canceled as well. Hey, guess what, Bob?
I'm listening.
Atlanta Fed boss Dennis Lockhart said that if oil prices continue to climb, the Fed will have to make a new round of asset purchases. In other words, the banks are going to kick off QE3. This is exactly what we said. We just didn't give a reason, but we knew they were going to do it.
Well, the way he said it was dumb. I can't believe that a person in that position doesn't have better communicative skills.
Who are we talking about, Dennis Lockhart or Glenn Beck?
Lockhart,
okay.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. We've got a break. We'll be right back. Bob Chapman, international forecaster.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, according to the inside skinny here, Bob Chapman, Dennis Lockhart said that, well, if the rising prices of oil plays through to the broad economy in a way that portends a recession, I would take a position we would respond with more accommodation. He said that if oil stays in the 120 range, well, that's manageable for right now, but if it hits 150, around 150 becomes much more of a serious concern. Now, the provided excuse for cranking up the funny money machines and printing a ton of fresh new fiat dough is that it boosts the economy. In fact, the scheme does nothing for the larger economy of a nation as a whole. Infrastructure projects, education, you know, you name it, doesn't matter. This reasoning that they're using is false, and we know that. Hell, they probably even know it, Bob. But
well, if you look at Mr. Bernanke's paper with Michael Bosk in 1988, he said everything that day in 1988 that he's doing today does not work. And they know it. They're fighting for time. Any kind of an accommodation to give them time. Whether they're going to have another war or whatever they're going to do, they obviously need more time. And we're driving them crazy. because we're all over the world. We're going to tell them, no, no, they're a bunch of liars, and they're trying to do this. You know, last week we talked about my ideas, yours as well in part, the reasons for what happened. CIA, MI6, Mossad, diversion. That's what the Middle East was set up as.
Yep.
Financial, economic problems in the United States and Europe and England. Then Mubarak had to be gotten rid of. Frank Wisner visited him a month before all this happened. Ex-top CIA guy, who incidentally is married to Sarkozy's mother. So he gave him the word, said, you know, either do what we want you to do, you're out. And I'm surmising that. And then we had the demonstrations, which I'm sure were put on by these characters. And I think maybe Libya got out of hand. We don't really know for sure. But the third most important thing here was having unrest.
Mm-hmm.
Political and social conflict. Everybody running around with their head cut off, like, so that they could search around for the next 6 months or a year as to who's going to run their countries. That included all of them. And I think that was done so that people in those regions who were pro-Iranian couldn't do anything about it, or they will have too many other problems if the U.S. and Israel decide to go after Iran. And I think that is what it's about. Now, oil. I did a lot of research on this, and in today's issue at the beginning, I talk about it. Excuse me, tomorrow's issue at the beginning, I talk about it. If Saudi Arabia stays the same, and Libya's rolled up, say, in 2 months, the change of government, like in Egypt, which has a large population, and in other places, that will throw back production, if history is any criteria, when the Shah, who was the U.S.-British man in there, was kicked out, and the same gang brought the mullahs in. And oil production fell 50%. It's still off 30%, and that was some years ago. I think the best case is if Saudi Arabia remains sacrosanct, that in all probability we'll see 148, the former high, on oil prices. If this rampaging and disquiet goes on in the Middle East, we could get up to $200. If Saudi Arabia goes down, it's $300. That's how bad this is. And you're already seeing it at the pump, and they're talking about using the strategic oil reserve. I can't remember the numbers, but I think the U.S. is 3 weeks, yeah, and China's 3 weeks. The Philippines want to build theirs up a little. Figured in that all that configuration is that the U.S. would pump out all their oil and to try to keep the price down. And the Asians, particularly the Chinese, would stop building up their sovereign reserves for the time being. That's all included in those prices. Now, if everybody in Asia goes ape and starts buying oil like mad so that they can fill up their reserves, and China continues, we'll see $200 easy.
Well, and that's where the law of supply and demand, if you've got diminished supplies and the demand goes up trying to store, that's going to affect the market price as well. But I find it rather fascinating that I saw that same story. I didn't even bother reading it, talking about using the nation's oil reserves. Well, these are 3 weeks' worth of oil sitting in above-ground storage tanks. We're not talking about Alaska. We're not talking about Gull Island. We're not talking about the Bakken oil fields. There's a lot of oil, the oil, tons of it, underneath the Rocky Mountains. We got enough oil in reserve in the ground in this country to power the rest of the world for a time, Bob. So when I saw that, I didn't even bother reading it. Just more of the same old crap. Hey.
Well, I want to interrupt you here,
yeah.
Please. If they take the oil out of their reserve and the others stop pulling it in, all they will do is defer the price 10% to 15% over a one-month period, approximately. That's all they're going to accomplish.
Yeah.
Period.
3 weeks, nothing.
And if you throw in the increase, we're going to go one step further here. If you throw in the increase coming from food, which is about 50% this year, and you put the gasoline in, let's say that the bottom price was 80, and it goes to 160, let's say, you look about a doubling. So that's 50%. So what are we looking at here as far as inflation? John Williams says 9.25 right now.
Yeah,
I say
yep.
7, because I wanted the middle of two figures. One is the 1980 figure, the other is the 1996 formula, I should say. And if you middle them, you get 7. I think we'll easily, on my figures, which is a double, hit 14% by the end of the year. Next year is going to be every bit as bad if this crap continues. And so next year, we're probably looking at 25 to 30% inflation, and that is hardcore hyperinflation, flight from currency, gold and silver going ape, and headed towards maybe a year or two down the line from there, deflationary depression. And that's why you've got to have all of your investable assets in gold and silver-related assets.
Have you seen, Bob, the stories floated out there that, there's a possibility the government, and this is coming from people that you and I would both read, there's a possibility that the government may confiscate gold?
Well, these two nitwits who put that out have absolutely no basis for it. And if you think for a minute, less than 2% of Americans own gold and silver coins and bullion. Less than 1%, 0.8. That's 0.8% own gold and silver shares. That is not worth the government confiscating anything, because it's not worth it. Now, if they would go after SLV and GLD and the COMEX and the LBNA, I could understand it. But really, they know, because they set them up, that they don't have any gold and silver either. I mean, on the floor yesterday, I had a guy contact me who is a subscriber. And he wanted to take delivery. I don't know how many contracts he had. They offered him 80% profit not to take delivery, and they admitted that they didn't have any silver. So there is no silver. And it's only a matter of time before silver's, I don't know, 50, 100. I mean, who knows?
Did you see the story?
And incidentally, yeah. If they stop trading in silver and call a force majeure, they won't get anybody in gold and silver, platinum, palladium, in COMEX anymore. Especially due to the fact that every week or two, they raise margin requirements.
Yeah.
Because the shorts are getting killed. And the shorts are commercials. They're the banks. They're the ones that run the exchange. And so that's where that's all headed. That whole thing is going under. It's just a question of when now.
Did you see where the United States Treasury is floating a questionnaire out there? And basically they're saying that, well, we can make coins out of other materials. We don't necessarily have to make it out of silver. And I'm,
well, who the hell is going to buy them?
Well, and it's exactly.
No currency from whale bones?
Well, then if that's the case, I'll just take the coin, the current coin of the realm right now that is absolutely useless. That should suffice.
They're out of their minds.
They're,
we got them.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. All right, we'll break. 800-313-9443. Jeff Bennett will be coming up in about 10 minutes to give you the Bob Chapman special. And folks, We're here to tell you, buy it while you can.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, we are back. Bob, we got interrupted by commercial and threw me off here. Wanted to go back to what we were discussing here. Let me X out this unnecessary stuff on my computer. By the way, folks, market out there, oh, geez. The Dow was up 140 today. United States dollar up 31 cents. It still has not cracked 77 at 76.78. Gold, this is your new normal, folks. They're trying to hold us around 14.30. Closed down today at 14.27.70. Silver sitting at 35.73. Bob, I wanted to ask you this question because the entire oil bourse thing, Bretton Woods Agreement, can't buy oil unless it's turned into dollars, U.S. dollars, and so on and so forth. What of the things that are going on in the Middle East right now? Is this a salvage project? Are they trying to still tie the dollar to the Middle East oil?
Yeah, I think they are, and I think they're in the process of trying to save Saudi Arabia, which I think they'll do. I think the situation in Libya is a maverick situation. Um, They think they have to keep that mooring there. They wanted to get rid of all of the people who argued with them in the Middle East and North Africa about invading a Muslim nation such as Iran. And they didn't want any heat from anybody, so they sent them into chaos. And this thing was all planned out. And, you know, oddly enough, I have not seen but one other newsletter writer say the same thing I have, and that's Webster Tarpley. Other than that, everybody misses the point. They don't understand the history of the Illuminists, what they do and how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they can never help people if they don't get it themselves. And if they do understand that, in fact, there are powers behind governments that run them, and accede to the fact that their mission is to put us all on our knees worldwide, but particularly in the United States and Europe, financially and economically, so they can implement this world government that these nutcases want us to join in on. And this is what it's all about.
Apparently, there are some senators up on the Hill that are predicting a financial meltdown because of excessive debt. And one of them is a Republican Senator Judge Gregg of New Hampshire stated his fears that the United States is on course for an economic disaster. He said the financial meltdown of our nation because of the overwhelming debt and exploding deficits. In his own words, he said, "I'm prepared to show you my exact plan to help you avoid the coming devastation, protect your wealth, and all that other stuff." And, of course, the financial people latch onto this stuff because, well, it's good information. We know it's collapsing, but I find it interesting that some senators are going, you know what? We see what's going on, and it's going to happen. Now, all of this, Mr. Chapman, is as plain as the noses on our faces. And we know what the problem is. We know the parties that are exacerbating the problem. And we're talking about our wonderful banking system. We have to divorce ourselves from that right away. Bob, I didn't tell you this. There's no way you would have known it. But last week, and Jeff sat in for me last week, appreciate it. I was attending the National Federation of Independent Businesses. They had a two-day seminar down in Austin, and on that second day, that Tuesday that Jeff filled in for me, I was down there questioning Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst, and they only took like three or four questions, and I had one of the questions I had asked him, because I was just reading in the Austin Un-American Statesman right before the meeting that, you know, they're cutting budgets, they're cutting school budgets, they're cutting this budget here in Texas, and so I got up and I asked the governor, lieutenant governor rather, I said, in light of the financial meltdown, as I phrased my question, it was financial, I said, have you or Governor Perry looked at the idea of state banking? Well, he shuffled around, hem-hawed for a while, then finally come out and just said it. He said, I don't want to go and compete against the commercial banks. And he was up there lauding the fact that people are beating a path to Texas's door here to come down here for employment and whatever else. And, of course, these are going to be the newly unemployed on their unemployment lines when the economy bites the dust, of which it will, because there is no cognitive, understandable, or sane plan to save this economy. They've made that clear by this ongoing QE2, QE3. This was, Bob, I've been reading, and most of the experts now are saying that this quantitative easing is going to be an ongoing, never-ending, until the economy crashes program. They're finally starting to get it. We'll take the break.
And you're right.
Yep. We'll take the break. Jeff Benham will join us here in just a couple of minutes. We'll get back into the news, important information for you, along with your phone calls at 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
And, of course, for more Middle East drama, WorldNet Daily puts this out, and I don't trust Joe Farah anymore as far as I could throw him.
I can kick him.
And Glenn Beck combined. Plans to invade Israel prepared. He does his newsletter, which I wouldn't buy it if you gave me the money for it. At any rate, supposedly the Hezbollah plans on occupying Galilee or northern Israel should the Jewish state attack Lebanon. So, you know, more of the Highline drama here. You know,
what he's doing there is trying to prime the pump. And keep the propaganda going. He's very pro-Israel.
Yeah. Do you remember when he first hit
And he also allows hatchet jobs by his writers and his publication and has for years, all of which are baseless.
Well, and I have to wonder sometimes, Jerry Corsi, you know, he's one of their main writers over there. And every once in a while when I get Jerry Corsi on this program, he goes off in a direction and I'll check him. Now, Joe, if you remember, Bob, when Joe Farah came out with WorldNet Daily, I mean, it was cutting-edge stuff. It was a lot of similar things that we were doing in the alternative media. And then you started to see it change, and it morphed into present day. And I wouldn't believe, Hardly anything WorldNet Daily does unless I verify it by at least two, three other sources. At any rate, Jeff Bennett. Ben.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
You know, Newsmax was the same. Then they started taking massive advertising bucks and had to soften their entire approaches. Mm-hmm. Of course, you all remember when Joseph Farah left Oregon and moved into the D.C. area to, quote, be closer to the beast. That's how he advertised it. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, got a quick question for Bob. And before we get to this special, I had a very lengthy call from a woman yesterday who I strongly urge send you an email. She had some years ago liquidated her 401k, but she chose to invest it in some kind of a fund down in Panama. Now she's looking at liquidating it. They have sent her a certificate, a silver certificate. She is going to have to go through all sorts of stuff to be able to redeem it. Have you ever heard of such a thing? And somehow it's tied
in. The certificate was written on Perth.
All right, and she has gotten a hold of you.
And they are no longer a distributor for Perth.
Ah.
And incidentally, we received hundreds of complaints about Perth Mint. And the only thing she can do is email Perth Mint and tell them of her certificate number and ask for instructions either to take delivery of the silver or to sell it and have a wire transfer to her bank, either or.
Well, at least she has some options, and she's not left out in the cold. I've heard far too many concerns about Perth Mint. As you know, that I have for many, many years done precious metals IRAs, and one of my competitors happens to be Mr. Casey and his association with Perth Mint, and they're trying to set up all these IRAs and store all the metal offshore in Perth. And I have said, folks, I know that we like to talk about offshore storage of our goods, but that's not one I'd be too comfortable with.
Yeah. Remember, Jeff?
Well, I agree with that. And they have an enormous difficulty in making delivery when you call for it. I mean, cashing out hasn't been a problem, but if you ask for delivery, and, you know, I've had subscribers who live three or four blocks away from the mint get down and say, well, I'd like my silver or gold. And they said, well, yeah, we'll have it for you in 4 months. I mean, letter after letter after letter like that. I mean, this is a local. And the guy probably said to him, hey, look, I live down the street here. Here's my certificate or my invoice or whatever he had. I want my silver. What are you guys doing? They're playing the market is what they're doing.
So they're basically leasing out whatever they're minting. Is that the simple of it?
Well, yeah. What they're doing is taking the money in and going naked short.
Nuts.
They're doing the same thing that J.P. Morgan, Chase, and HSBC, and Goldman Sachs, and Citigroup have been doing to manipulate the price. And I think that there's American firms who are in on that at the behest of the U.S. government, but I can't prove it, so I won't mention them. But I fought that for years, and one of them threatened me one time when I even alluded to it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, there you have it. I have spent 20 years helping people establish precious metals IRAs here in this country. I do not have a single client that is unhappy. They have all done exceptionally well. If you are going to do any kind of a metals storage or a metals IRA, at least do it in this country where within about a 12-day period you can take delivery of your goods. Otherwise, don't get into an IRA, buy the goods, bury it in your backyard or somewhere, and forget about it and keep it off the books. That's the simple mathematics of it to me. And that's amongst the things that we try to do here at Republic Trading Group. So, as always, thanks for having me on. Let's get to work. Yesterday, I contacted several suppliers. I wanted to find out who could come up with not just a great deal, but, frankly, a product that I have always liked putting into people's hands. And we've discussed this many times. People come to me, and they want me to get them Swiss francs. Well, what they're talking about is gold-backed paper Swiss francs, or they want Swiss annuities. And my argument has always been, why screw around with it? Let's get the real thing. Let's get Swiss gold. We're not seeing it as often anymore. We're seeing a lot of French gold pieces. We're seeing selections of British sovereigns come up from time to time. But anytime I can get the Swiss gold, I like to get it. Not that it's any better, but it's just that stigma that goes along with having something that is Swiss. Frankly, in the earliest months of 2003, I was offering Swiss 20-franc Helvetias for $75 a piece. People were buying single coins, 5, 10, 20, 40, rolls of 100 coins, etc. And you know, unfortunately, that is only a dream today. That's many, many dollars back. But it's not the gold. It's the fact that the dollar has continued to decline with this, not only this horrendous American economy, but this global economy that we've been sucked into and the ongoing oil wars, etc. We came up with a very good collection or selection of Swiss 20-franc Helvetias today. You know, obviously we can sell them in single lots if people can only afford to buy two or three coins. Yes, they are available for $307 a piece plus the shipping. If you start getting into multiples, however, by taking advantage of the minimum, the 20-coin pack, at $6,040, that price drops to $302 a coin. You, of course, will have your selection of a new subscription to Bob Chapman's International Forecaster newsletter. I'll be glad to provide you with a renewal to your existing subscription. Maybe you'd like to give a gift subscription. If you don't need or want any of the above, we'll be glad to give you free shipping. Interestingly enough, we have very few people take us up on that, on the free shipping. Most want the newsletter. We have 40 coin packs available for $11,960. And for those of you who get it and have it, do yourself a favor. Pick up the 100 coin pack. Price drops to $296 a coin. That is a considerable drop in price. What is that, $11 a coin drop?
Mm-hmm.
That's a bunch. That is a bunch. And so if you've got the wherewithal, you've got to try to protect something, take advantage of that 100 coin pack, and if you can afford to do so,
you can't afford not to. If you can scare up the funds today. And Jeff, you know, I was thinking while you were talking here, you know, the way we started this program out talking about the, you know, us loading up with debt and monetizing our own debt and everything else. These are dire straight moves that we know where it's going to go. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking that there is no alternative. I was at the grocery store about 20 minutes before airtime today, doing some quick grabbing so we can have something for dinner tonight. But at any rate, I'm doing my own little sampling polls. I'm going through the grocery store. People are in absolute shock on food prices.
Yeah.
One lady said to me, she said, everywhere I turn in the store, she said, things are up 5-10%. I said, hang on to your hat. It's only going to get worse. And for those out there, you say that if you can afford the 100 pack, no, you can't afford not to do this. If you can scare up the funds to do it, this is your only hedge against what is going on right now. And how much is that 100 pack, Jeff?
$29,600.
That'll be the best investment anybody ever makes.
Absolutely.
This is starting to freak me out, how things are going. And it's one thing to sit here behind our respective microphones, Bob someplace on this planet, you out there in Arizona, me sitting here in Texas, and talking about what is coming. But it's another thing to have it actually arrive and it's staring you in the face.
And you see it everywhere you go. Oh, I mean, the big buzz right now is, oh, the gas station.
Yeah.
But, you know, the grocery store is something you absolutely have to have every single day. I may not go out in my car for 4 or 5 days at a time. But when I do and walk into that grocery store, it is culture shock for people who are not cognizant of what's taking place.
And, you know, any place you look, teachers in Minnesota or whatever, Wisconsin, you know, they're freaking out. They don't want to be laid off. All of this stuff, gentlemen, all of it can be attributed to one thing, and that is the funny money system we have been under the yoke of for almost now 100 years. It is plain as the nose on all of our faces. And, of course, the mainstream media is not going to direct the people to the real bad guys, and they're willing to sit back and watch this country melt down, people's entire life savings be wiped out. I mean, this is literally destroying lives as we speak.
Yeah, it is. I have to share this with you. Last night when I was doing the program, Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz, which comes up here in another hour and 15 minutes. I got into a quick discussion about silver last night, and I have been shocked, John, if you can concur this with Sandra, but the majority of the orders we've been putting through Republic Trading as of late have been silver, and I just nonchalantly referenced Canadian maple leaves last night, silver, 1 ounce newly minted maple leaves, and in the box, they come 25 to a roll, but you're still getting a full box the way we do with Eagles, considerably, at least at present, because Eagles are in very short supply right now. The mint has suspended production again, and when they do bring it up again, they're going to begin rationing how many they'll ship out to their respective dealers. Now, this is the second time they've done that in 2 years, so they're expecting big problems. They don't have enough blanks or discs or planchets to strike the coins on, and they're desperately trying to come up with silver to do what they have to do. And right now, I can get Canadian maple leaves for about $2 less per coin, per ounce, than I can an American silver eagle. Maple leaves we can deliver right now. American eagles may be out 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, a struck coin by whatever realm, whether it be Canada or the United States government, I don't care. Buy them.
Canadians put out a great product. Yeah. Anyway, before we forget, two ways to get a hold of me. Take advantage of the offerings tonight. You can certainly reach me at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Also, as I received a couple of orders before even going on the air, people are beginning to respond to that email address. It's very fast. If you've done business with us before, just shoot me out an email. Those of you who are on our list that received our weekly updates, you all received it today if you're on the RBN list. And the email is there, the phone number, the description, the breakdown. And a lot of folks are beginning to realize it's much quicker. When I'm on this, John, you've tried getting a hold of me numerous times today, and I'm not always easy to reach. And it's much faster for people to get me via email because I could be talking on the phone and answering your emails at the same time.
You multitasking son of a gun, you. Okay, what's the email?
Okay, email gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com, and that'll bring it right to my desk.
And do me a favor, folks, bookmark that because that's a long email address. One more time, Jeff.
gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com.
All righty, there it is. Jeff, All That Jazz, you're coming up here in one hour and 13 minutes.
Excellent. Bob, thank you for your response to the question. Obviously, the dear lady did get a hold of you, so sounds like
we're good. Yeah, we answered her.
All right, excellent. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we answer everybody, and we do it right away. It's priority.
Excellent. We do appreciate that. We'll see you all next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it,
Jeff.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Yeah, and Bob, one thing I wanted to mention here, if people have all the gold that they think they need out there, if they just want to contact you and get your newsletter, how do they get to you?
TheInternationalForecaster.com.
Okay, any...
TheInternational, FOREcaster.com, or www.intforecaster.com. That's intforecaster.com. And if you get a question, and we answer everyone, as you just saw, or if you'd like information on what Jeff's doing, if you've missed it, or on the shares that we recommend, email us at bob@intforecaster.com. bob@intforecaster.com.
By the way, I want to thank you. You were on a former talk show host on this network, and somebody called me today, and we're talking about a multi-station deal down in Georgia. Thank you very much for the interest on that. At any rate, he told me, he said, you know, he said, Bob was doing your early morning show, and the host said, brought up another gold and silver company. And he said that Bob corrected him and said, well, look, you're on RBN. They have Republic Trading Group. You should be buying your gold and silver from them. I just wanted to thank you for that.
Well, I didn't know that they would have that on there, but it didn't make any difference. People, sometimes I'm on with all kinds of stations, and they particularly pick out the programs that I'm on trying to sell gold and silver. And most of them, I don't even know who they are. So it's frequent. It's something that happens all the time.
Well, I appreciate you sticking up for us here, because we use, you know this, all the funds that we derive off of any sales of any wheat grinders or gold or silver. I mean, we give the best prices humanly possible. And we're doing this, we're under the maxim, this is what we do here, give you the mostest for the leastest. Now, in trying economic times, some people may say, well, God, that's stupid. You should get all the profit you can. It's never been about the money, folks. It's never been about anything else but your edification and giving the people a break, okay? We've been doing that by way of information. A lot of you have taken advantage of gold and silver specials that we've run. And if you notice, I don't pound gold and silver any other day on my program except for Tuesday when Mr. Chapman comes up with us, because I don't want to be viewed as being like any of these other gold or silver whores out there. And I'll use that term because they're not of the philosophy that you get the mostest for the leastest. They're in there to get as much as they can before this thing falls apart. They know it, and we know it. By the way, one big gold house out on the West Coast that shall go nameless made an inquiry about whether I was going to be at a certain location here, and they said, is JS going to be there? They know who we are at Republic Trading Group, and we have made it known throughout the industry that, look, we don't appreciate what you guys do. You know, you want to build your fiefdom and your kingdom, and you want to have your high overhead to pay these exorbitant bills and advertise on mainstream television, that's fine. But when you come down to the true patriot, the true American trying to survive what's been forced on us, and you're there to take advantage of it, I hope you burn forever in hell with all of your profits. You know, the Egyptians tried that, Bob.
I'm glad you brought this up, because I address that all the time. And just as important, we have an awful lot of newsletter writers who come up with the stupidest things to talk about, like the gold's going to be confiscated at $2,000, and they know darn right well less than 2% of Americans own gold and silver, and less than 1% own shares. Mm-hmm. And they continue to do this, and the reason they're doing it is because they want subscribers. That's why they're doing it.
Yep. Scare them into
subscribing.
And incidentally,
they don't have, and some of them have been in business for years, and I know them all. There's only a handful who understand what the real problem is here, what the history of all this is. And, John, you're right. They don't care about the public. They want to sell what they're doing, what they're selling. Usually a publication, but sometimes other things.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care about the real innards of what the problem is. You can't explain to people, and you can't help the cause, so to speak, of what we're after here in making people understand what's going on out there and who's doing it and why they're doing it and what their goal is. They don't tackle any of that. There's some to do, but only a handful. And it disgusts me, because I know they all know.
Yeah. And, you know, how this business runs. I mean, people will latch on to a dealer, and, well, they'll make a deal, and the product arrives, and, yeah, but they don't shop. And then they fall into a trap. Well, they trust this guy on the other end of the phone. He's done deals with me, and he's always delivered. You know, it's good. Folks, this is a network, and we've got some bold moves we've got to make here. If you're out there shopping with other gold and silver companies, that is not helping this network. So if your intention is just to enrich yourself, and how effectively you're doing that if you're overpaying with somebody else, but save that argument for a second, if for no other reason to support this network, I mean, my God in heaven, buy your gold and silver. Give Jeff a call, 800-691-7898. I'm not going to plead. I'm not going to beg. I'm just going to put out the message. If you're buying elsewhere and you're listening to this network, and especially on Tuesdays, and then tomorrow you pick up the phone and call another broker, I don't know what to say to you. I'm not going to get all indignant here, but come on, folks. Help those that are trying to help you, for God's sakes. Ah, by the way, back to this issue here. Let me take this call before we get to the top of the hour. He's been hanging on here forever. Rodney in Illinois. Hello, Rodney. Rodney, you there? I'm sorry? Well, give me Rodney. He's there? No, he ain't. Because I'm talking to him and he ain't there. All right. Hang it up. At any rate, back to this issue here about inflation, Bob. Ron Paul was on Napolitano's program the other day, and he, of course, parroted what you made mention of it, Mr. Williams, and he is over at ShadowStat, and he's been tracking the inflation rate for a number of years, and this is what Ron Paul, based on that information, put out over Napolitano's show over on Fox News. But he's got it at right around 9%. Now, corn, in the last 6 months, if I remember correctly here, over the last year, has increased 100%. There are all kinds of food commodities out there that are making gigantic leaps by 50% or more. So when we factor all this stuff in, and isn't it convenient, Bob, that they leave energy and food out of the inflation equation, the consumer price index?
Well, if they quote the core, yes, but if they're doing straight inflation, they still lie about it. Because what they're doing is they're using hedonics. And what is that? Well, you get down to the market and you want to buy a piece of steak, and it costs $4 a pound, let's say. And you say, gee, I don't want to pay that. I can't afford it. So you buy ground round for $2 a pound. And so what they do is they deduct that $2 in the formula from the CPI figure. It's ridiculous. The whole thing is a scam. So what John does, he uses the 1980 original figures and 1996 revisionary figures. And he comes up with two figures. One of them is 5.75%, and the other is 9.25%. So I middle the thing, and I say it's going up 7. And I felt pretty good about being in the middle on that until I see John's next set of figures and what he says about them. But I've said we're going to 14% this year, which is double from my figure, not far from John's figure. And if they have QE3 and legislature gives the economy another $850 billion approximate dollars, then we will have spent $7.5 trillion over about 3.5 years to improve the economy and accomplish zero, except bailing out banks.
We got to take this top of the hour break. 800-313-9443. The calls come in. We'll roll them as soon as they come in. By the way, Bob, I want to tell you a cute little story on the other side of this break. You're listening to the National Intel Report, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Republic Broadcasting. The Tuesday show features Bob Chapman. Every Tuesday, except for next Tuesday, Bob will be doing Bob things other than this. At any rate, we'll take the top of the hour break, and we'll be back in about a minute and a half. Stay tuned.